Rural Electrification Administration did a fine job to power up rural America, but now it needs to be short-circuited. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there was a time when most of our rural areas were literally left in the dark without any power or telephones. In the 30s, Congress created the REA to fix that one once and for all. The REA was set up to provide small-town co-ops with low-interest loans, and the rest, my friend, is history. Ted, the REA really did wonders to bring rural places like Wyoming up to speed with the city folks. The REA did its job, but now it seems that a new agenda has been created to save that agency from extinction. Ted, the REA is now offering subsidized loans to large profit-making corporations who don't need them one whit. And at a time when we could really use the money, cutting those loans would save us more than $1 billion a year. Ted, we're talking about the full-blown government support of Fortune 500 telephone companies here. The taxpayers deserve better.
Al, give credit where it's due. You conveniently forgot to point out that President Clinton is leading the effort to make that budget cut in REA. It was not an easy cut to propose, because Arkansas has benefited greatly from REA subsidies. It won't be an easy battle in Congress either. There's enormous goodwill towards REA because of its half century of success in bringing electricity and telephone service to rural communities in all parts of the nation. But there's also a growing recognition that the benefits of low-interest REA loans are too often a bonanza for affluent communities and well-heeled corporations. Many areas served by REA co-ops have changed over the years from genuine rural areas into wealthy suburbs and fancy resorts. Times have changed, Al. When the budget is tight, it's only fair for REA to tighten its belt, too. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face-Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.